lucky enough now to be joined by Chris Waller. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning, listeners.
Tell us about the current weather conditions there at Rose Hill.
It's dry. Yeah, it hasn't rained for a week, but I don't think next week will be quite as dry. Looks like rain's on its way, to tell you the truth, which is a bit of a shame.
There you go. A bit different to Little Bay at the moment, where it is absolutely pouring. So hopefully then that could help if it can just stay away, can help the prospects of the track there tomorrow. But we wanted to ask you first and foremost, Chris, you have a brazen bow filly with the bloke sitting next to us here in the ownership. Pretty wild to trial this morning again. Tell us about her. How excited should we be? Should we just park our probably overly high expectations, considering it's Clarky, and we know he's going to have beginner's luck.
Well, very promising. Simple as that. Unbeaten at this stage at the races.
Yeah, so give him nothing, Chris.
Matter of when we pull back the covers and let her rip. So, yeah, she's slowly making progress, and I'd expect her to trial well this morning. And if you really wanted to win the trial, I'm sure we could just about make that happen as well, because most of them don't trial in the trials, but it's a good stepping stone. But no, we're well aware of the ownership group. There's a lot of pressure on it. We've got to get it right.
No pressure from me whatsoever, buddy. Just do your thing. She'll be good.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. I haven't got a jealous bone in my body, Chris. But I just get the sense that this kid's going to have a bit of luck.
Wouldn't surprise us, would it?
No, not at all.
He has plenty of luck, let me tell you.
Oh, dearie me.
Chris, 1 month until Royal Ascot. Describe how difficult an exercise it is to travel a horse.
It's really hard. Simple as that. Just like a person travelling, but horses are controlled by the climate and the weather and season. So, well, probably more so season. So it's like they get jet lagged 6 months. They're sort of wondering why it's hot in England and they're expecting cold weather here in Parramatta. So that's the first challenge. Second is just, it's not just like us. Well, Michael Clark lying down in first class.
Don't you jump on the bandwagon as well, Chris. My God, I cop it enough from these two.
Outstanding.
These boys are like the rest of us. They've got to travel in economy. And in fact, worse than that, they're standing up in the aisle the whole way. I think they stop in a couple of different countries. And it's about a 30 to 36-hour trip. So it's full on. And horses don't travel as well as people. But the key is getting the work done here, which is what we're doing gently, and then have them well prepared so that they can basically button off when they get to London and just have an easy time. And then that sort of, they arrive sort of 12 to 14 days before they race, and then just have one solid breeze up just to make sure everything's working and get the oxygen flowing, and then the job's done, really. So it's all about just being prepared to make sure that they can recover from the journey.
Yeah, Chris, I was going to ask, I guess, like us, is there any little tricks of the trade? Again, is it better for the horse, for the plane to stop rather than, you know, going directly, for example, we talk about, and we joke about it, but being in a different class for us, it can make a difference in regards to how quickly you can recover or taking fluids on or, you know, making sure you're hydrated, whatever it is. Is there any little tricks that makes this travel, I guess, a bit easier on the horse?
So did you just stop at the Maldives on the way?
Mate, normally it was Bangkok for an hour and get back on.
I was concerned then for a minute.
Was it for an hour?
It's a really good question. But and look, we can't even fly out of Sydney. So yeah. It's a real challenge from a quarantine perspective. Fortunately, Australia and New Zealand don't have many diseases and the horses don't have to quarantine before they go and when they get there. So that's great. But stopping in other countries would mean they have to. So they can't leave. They'd stop on the tarmac and then they can't leave.
Can't get off. Okay.
That's the biggest challenge. So otherwise, it would be good to stop and put the trip up. So they've got it. Once they're on that plane, they're destined for London, and it's as simple as that. So yeah, rehydrating them is very important, and so all we can do is just is rely on rest and recovery, and just doing as little as possible. And they don't get off the plane with the head between the legs and knackered. They're pretty good. They're finely trained athletes. And I don't treat the 52 stubbies on the plane. And they're pretty good, but you just hope nothing goes wrong, because there's not a minute to spare.
Well, I'm sure they'll do Australasia proud, a nature strip and home affairs, and can't wait to see how they go, Chris. But tomorrow's racing there at Rose Hill, we're looking at the feature there, the Lord Mayor's Cup, a race you've won before, and you've got four chances in, including Elias the Wagga Cup winner, which Loz has in his multi. Apologies in advance for that. But out of Irish Sequel, so you win Elias and the front man. Who are you, I guess, thinking that's probably best suited to the race tomorrow?
I think if the rain comes, I'd change to Irish Sequel. So he's a good wet tracker. He did beat Elias 2 starts ago on a wet track, but Elias had him cold last start on a good track. So the rain is coming, so I'd be leaning towards Irish Sequel there.
And in Brisbane, you've got, quite a few taking on Azaki. Who is best placed there to potentially cause an upset?
Yeah, it'd have to be a big upset, but Polly Gray, especially again if the rain comes up there, which it's expected to do, she loves the wet. And did run second to Zaki last start, but yeah, she'd need to pull something out and run a career best race to beat him.
And just another horse anywhere that you've seen its work this week and thought ready to go and put its best foot forward for a win for the punters on Saturday?
Just desperate to see these trials this morning and talk about these young horses. They're the ones of the future. They could just be the next week. Who knows? All the owners are so eager.
Oh, just stirring it nicely, isn't he? Oh, dear.
This is going to be
so... I can't believe Loz is fuming. He's fuming. Look, I can't believe you... What? You can't wish bad on my horse.
No, I'm not wishing bad on yours.
Wishing bad on me.
I just know you're going to have luck. I know. I've got a feeling.
Well, Chris, we were...
It's all in the trainer. Mido, you told me it's all in the trainer. So we went for the best. No pressure, boss. No pressure.
If Clarkie ever rings you, you've got to let us know, Chris. Yeah. The conversation.
Hey, Chris, I'm looking forward to the day.
Thank you. That's the only reason I'll be ringing this.
It's time for a tongue tie, Chris.
Yeah. And I'll be looking forward to the day when she makes her debut and Clarkie will strut into that Randwick or Rose Hill or the mounting yard or somewhere.
Yep.
We'll do 30 laps.
I can't wait. Helicopter. Might get the chopper in. Land on the course.
That's sick.
Chris, appreciate your time. Know you're busy. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure, and I hope everyone has a great day at the golf today. It's a great cause. What is it? The Orange Sky. It's a great cause. Great idea. Great.
Yeah,
everyone's all about money these days, but just doing a little simple thing just means so much for so many people, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well said, mate.
No, great call. Thanks so much.
Good
Chris
job,
Waller.
Boys.
Good on you, Chris.